we don't have a live show going on, which, you know, most years we've got five live shows. In those off times, we generally try to book other events or show films, that sort of thing there.
But the venerable institution is the Sixth Street Melodrama, and in how many years, decades, or millennia have you been doing that?
Since
1983. Wow, that's a nice long run. Were you around then when it started?
I was not. No, I was around. I recall going to the theater every summer as a kid and enjoying the shows, but I wasn't involved on the board of directors until around 2012.
What stories are told about who had the bright idea and how it all started?
Oh, it was a small group of people. They just wanted to bring, you know, community theater to Wallace. At that time in the 80s, Wallace was a little more populated than it is now. A lot of the mines were still operating. So they had a little bit more support from the community, which now we're just really fortunate that we've been able to do this. This is our 37th season, so especially now with the population down to under 1,000 people in Wallace, it's really a great thing that we've been able to continue this long.
And it's always been absurd, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Generally, from the very beginning, just a lot of goofy shows, just a good opportunity to laugh and be silly, and often at the actor's expense. But that's half the fun.
And so, lay it on me. Give me the whole, complete, and entire and full title of this show that opened last night.
This show is Sam Shovel, Private Eye, in the Case of the Maltese Pigeon. Or hard-boiled with a side of hash.
There we go. And I gather there's probably about 20 jokes hidden right into that title. Is there any part of that title that illuminates what might be going on stage?
Sure. It's probably fairly apparent that we're parodying the hard-boiled detective genre. The Maltese Falcon by Dashiell Hammett is probably the most well-known example of that particular genre. But just kind of a hard-boiled detective story. The protagonist is just trying to pay his rent for the month, and of course there's a beautiful damsel that needs his help, and that's pretty much the basis for the show.
And the writing process, do a bunch of you get together partying on a Saturday night with a sheet of paper and start in last February or something writing this thing?
You know, this is a show that my brother and I wrote. We generally will just come up with an idea and then kind of work on it whenever we have the time. It's usually nights, weekends. I like to say it was a party, but most times it feels like more work than that. But it's a lot of fun. It usually takes us about a year to finish a show. We probably could do it a lot sooner, but we work at a pretty slow pace. So.
And I assume that inherent in the whole idea of a melodrama, and even what you've said already, there's a certain number of, with those regular elements, there's almost a formula to it, isn't there?
There really is, yeah. If you're doing traditional melodrama, you've got your hero, you've got your villain, you've got your heroine. Oftentimes there's a, sort of a henchman or some sort of comedic relief. And it's generally, the plot is already worked out, too. It's typically the heroine needs help with whatever it is. There's usually some sort of item or something that's prized by everyone. So there's really not, you just kind of have to connect the dots, which is what makes parody so easy in melodrama, because if you can find something with established characters, it's halfway done.
Well, then speaking of parody, do you bring in local characters? Do you talk about your late great sheriff or anything like that, or any local politicians or anything like that as side jokes?
That's always a fun part about the theater, is the locals really get a kick out of, like in this show, we have a radio, her name's the Radio Broadcast Broad, and she comes out and does commercials throughout the show for different businesses in Wallace, and kind of pokes fun at them a little bit while advertising them as well.
Nice. And then I'm speaking with Brady Borgard about the melodrama, which opened last night, taking tonight off to go watch fireworks, and then you'll be right back up to it on Friday and Saturday night. These are all 7 o'clock, and then Sunday at 2 there at the... Is the 6th Street Theater still on 6th Street, or did it get moved?
No, it's still on 6th Street, 212 6th Street. Originally, it got moved across the street, but that was many, many years ago. Back in the 80s, they had it moved from... Originally, they were kind of doing theater in like a grocery store, what used to be a grocery store, and then they moved into the Kelly Building in the mid-'80s.
Upgraded,
yep.
Yeah. And then I assume implicit in this is music. Talk about that side.
It is, yeah. So typically in a melodrama, you'll have the show, the melodrama first, and then we'll have an intermission and then come back for Kelly's Alley Review, which is typically songs, jokes, skits, kind of like a variety show, oftentimes with the same kind of cast of characters, always the same actors.
In kind of that old Garrison Keillor tradition, do you take some familiar songs and rewrite some words?
We do, yeah. In fact, this show, we've got a show or a song that's kind of the finale of the review that's based on Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It'll get stuck in your head for sure.
Sounds like it. And then that's only the July show, and that will run entirely through the month through July 28th. What do you have coming for the August show?
Yeah, in August we've got another one that was written in house by Cindy Bentley, who's also directing the show. That show's titled "The Carpet Caper" or "Who Stole the Mayor's Rug."
And then, and that will run for the entire month of August, July 31st through August 25th. Now, that sense of your utterly beautiful town, you said it has a slightly shrinking population due to mines closing, but the trail of the Coeur d'Alene's and then the Taft Tunnel and trail up there, this has really revitalized you a lot for people coming through, hasn't it?
It has, especially in the summertime. We're really fortunate. I think that's really why we've been able to keep doing this. Is in the summer we've got a great amount of tourism here. There's a lot of things to do. The city always has events going on. It seems like almost every weekend there's something for people. There's a reason for people to come visit Wallace. So we've been very fortunate to get a lot of people from that aren't from Wallace. If we relied just on locals, I don't know that we'd be able to do it. The locals are a great support to us, but fortunately, in the summer, we have a lot of tourism as well.
So go out with your bicycle and do the trails, and then hang around at night for the theater, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sit in the theater, eat some popcorn. It's air conditioned. Hopefully, you'll laugh at a few of our terrible jokes.
And spend the night and spend the weekend in Wallace with some, not that we're trying to get a Chamber of Commerce thing going here, but some pretty lovely places to eat and things to do, right?
Really, yeah, there are. There's a lot of cool places to stay, and lately it seems like even a lot more new businesses are coming to Wallace and opening and new restaurants, and it's been a good, strong last few years. I think Wallace is really becoming a destination for people, especially in the summertime.
And then just out of the edge of town, you have the trail that goes up to the tunnel where Pulaski saved the people and in the Big Burn.
Yep. The Pulaski Trail is a great thing to do. It's a couple mile hike, so it's a pretty moderate hike. Just about anybody could do it. Great thing for families or even, you know, small kids are capable of doing that hike. So,
and I will say on personal experience, I find it a lot of fun just to drive up to residential Wallace, which is houses perched so precariously on hillsides in really amazing ways there on the south side of town, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and we've got, I mean, the fire in 1910 wiped out most of the downtown area, so we've just got a really rich history. The downtown area was mostly all rebuilt in brick in the 1910s, so it's just gorgeous to look at. I just, I'm very fortunate to live here, and I love being here year round.
And then the train station also is a good destination, isn't it?
Yep, the Northern Pacific Railroad Depot and now Museum is really a cool spot. There's several museums in town that are worth the visit. The Mining Museum is excellent as well on Bank Street.
Mm-hmm. And the Bordello Museum, right? We have to mention that.
Great. Yeah, I actually just took that tour for the first time this year and really, really enjoyed it. A lot of rich brothel history here as well, which is a whole other topic, but yeah. very interesting.
And I assume that even becomes an occasional source of a joke or a line in your melodramas.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. In fact, we make the joke before the show when we're introducing. We usually do a quick introduction about the theater and the building. And there's a joke in this show where we say, "Yeah, this building used to be a brothel," and then you'd look out into the audience at some male member, and you say, I thought you looked familiar.
Exactly. That's a great opening. Brady Beauregard, who with his brother has written the current show, Sam Shovel, Private Eye in the Case of the Maltese Pigeon, or Hard-Boiled with a Side of Hash. Well, have a great run. I hope you have all kinds of people coming to your door and into your theater.
Thank you, Vern. I appreciate that very much, and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.